This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 30th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Aviation Administration and Canada's Transportation Safety Board have placed tight operating restrictions on older Bombardier CRJ-100, 200, and 440 aircraft. Those types are in operation with several North American commuter airlines. Reuters says regulators made their final decision following several reports of stuck flaps and several no-flap landings. No related fatal accidents have been reported. Both agencies have reportedly ordered changes in maintenance, pilot training, and dispatching practices. The restrictions apply to about 684 aircraft in operation in the U.S. and at least another 300 elsewhere. None of the affected planes are still in production. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration said Wednesday it found no supporting evidence for reports of astronauts flying into space while inebriated. NASA Safety Chief Brian O'Connor said he was unable to verify any case in which an astronaut or spaceflight crew member was impaired on launch day. As ANN reported, NASA Administrator Michael Griffin called for investigations by the NASA Astronaut Healthcare System Review Committee into the physical and emotional states of the agency's astronauts, following the February arrest of then-astronaut and Navy Captain Lisa Nowak. The report noted two occasions where astronauts were permitted to fly into space despite evidence of heavy use of alcohol by astronauts in the immediate pre-flight period. That report cited anonymous interviews with flight surgeons and astronauts. O'Connor said he interviewed 90 people associated with shuttle missions in the past 20 years. Several staff flight surgeons denied ever seeing anyone impaired by alcohol prior to a shuttle or Russian Soyuz flight, or even before training on a T-38. Lisa Nowak and her legal defense team, meanwhile, have filed notice with the court that a temporary insanity defense could be presented when her trial begins in September. Nowak is charged with attempted kidnapping with intent to inflict bodily harm, burglary with a weapon, and battery. Nowak, who's a married mother of three, allegedly drove 900 miles from Houston to Orlando in February to confront Colleen Shipman, who she considered a rival for the affections of fellow astronaut Navy Commander William Ofeline. CNN reports the notice listed several mental health diagnoses in support of the defense strategy. She's said to have lost 15% of her body weight just before the arrest while suffering from these disorders. The FAA has issued its second airworthiness directive in 4 days, covering wing slats on Boeing 737s. In the first, the agency gave affected airlines 24 days to inspect all 737s with slat configurations similar to the one which shed a bolt on a China Airlines jet, causing a fire and explosion. In the latest AD, issued late Tuesday, the FAA ordered that time frame stepped up to 10 days. In explaining the escalation of concern, FAA spokesman Les Doerr told the Associated Press, inspections this week found two planes in which parts had come off the slat downstop assembly and were lying loose in the housing, including one which had damaged the housing wall. Doerr predicted that the AD, which currently affects 783 planes in the U.S., will be duplicated by other countries. A total of 2,287 newer 737s worldwide are said to be susceptible to the problem. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. A student on his first solo gets 51 miles off course and into big trouble. Boeing celebrates its 1,000th 777. And orders for 19 airliners are canceled by Kuwait's government. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Dr. David Dinges of the National Space Biomedical Research Institute. His team has developed a simple device which can quickly test whether an astronaut is mentally and physically prepared to tackle complex, dangerous jobs. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.